Our Am I Curious project is a news experiment where you submit the questions, your questions are put up for a vote, and we investigate the winning question. Holland resident Josh Bishop asked, does buying from local businesses matter?
I get the heart thing. I mean, if you want to sell me on shop local because you feel good and because you want the shops to stick around, yeah, I get that. It's the economic argument that I'm not sold on.
The crappy thing is there's not a simple answer. Sorry, guys. I mean, the answer is buying local matters to the local economy at least some of the time. But honestly, it depends. I mean, it depends on a lot. What you're buying, how many people the business employs locally, and how much they pay. What is considered local anyway? I mean, my town, my metro area, my state. Instead of dragging you through that nightmare, I'm going to help you spend your dollar to get the biggest bang for your region's economy. More bang for the locally spent buck. Ready? Step one. Find out who actually owns the business.
So a lot of people think about local and they think geography. What we really need to be thinking about is ownership.
That's Alyssa Hillary. She heads Local First, a group that advocates for locally owned businesses in West Michigan. She argues owners of private companies are more sensitive to their communities.
And so when I'm making business decisions about whether I'm going to keep jobs in the community or whether I'm going to move jobs or what I'm going to do with my waste, I have to face up to the people that are in my community every day, who I'm going to bump into at the grocery store, who I'm going to see at church. So I'm more likely to make decisions that would be good for my community as well as myself.
Hillary's group did a study in 2008 that looked at the impact local businesses had in Kent County. Not all local businesses are small businesses, mind you. The Kent County study listed retail giant Meijer as local, but Spartan Stores are not. Both chains are based in Kent County, but Hank and Doug Meijer still own Meijer stores. It's not publicly traded. The theory is profits at privately held businesses are more likely to be spent in town, where the owner lives, while profits at publicly held companies, well, they go off into the stock market. But having Spartan Stores headquartered in Kent County does have an impact here, even if it is publicly traded. So your dollars spent at Spartan have a bigger impact in Kent County than if you went to Kroger, based in Ohio, or Walmart, based not even in the Midwest. The second step to making sure your dollars make a bigger impact on your region's economy is more complicated, but it's really important. You have to look for businesses that buy from other local businesses. Dan Houston studies these relationships. He says this is where locally owned businesses really rev the economic engine.
It's the effort that they make, right? Those restaurants that care go down to the market and they pick stuff that comes from Michigan.
Houston says big national chain stores and restaurants tend to use big national suppliers, but locally owned businesses have much more flexibility. The third thing to think about when trying to spend your money to boost the local economy is charity. Do the places where you spend your money give to your favorite local causes?
God, Grand Rapids has the most unbelievable family-held company cluster in the country. And, you know, those people really do direct, can I say, tons of money back into their community because they love the place and they live for it. Other cities would kill for that.
So let's recap. If you're trying to buy local strictly to boost your local economy, consider three things. Who owns the business and how much money they funnel into other local businesses and charities. For Am I Curious, I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.